latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
There was once a time when Christian acts with a modest following could make a pretty decent living playing music. They'd put out a record, sell 5, 10, maybe 20,000 copies, then go on tour to promote it, which would drive additional sales and possibly break even. For international acts touring here, this formula was a bona fide money-making bonanza, lining the pockets of all involved, including the musicians, managers, promoters, and record labels. For everyone else, including local opening acts, it didn't produce vast riches, but it supported careers and promoted the creation of a significant local music scene. Claire Hazard remembers.
I think 20 years ago when I was introduced to the Australian Christian music scene, it just happened to be right artist, right time. Paul Coleman Trio was on the rise, compliments of Gus. I ended up touring with the trio. There was a lot of moving and shaking happening in the Australian Christian music scene that everybody was excited about.
Times, however, have changed. Australian singer-songwriter and record producer Jay McNeil says that apart from a handful of major international acts and church-based musicians in Australia, it's often impossible for bands and musicians to generate significant revenue to sustain a living. And the reason, he says, is simple. Consumers, these days, won't pay much for music or to attend a concert.
Not that long ago, it was fairly sustainable and you could make a record and people would buy it. But the way people consume music now is just so different, especially with the streaming services.
Jay says that the great irony is that music has become devalued at a time when there are more ways than ever to promote it, thanks to social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. He says because of these industry-growing pains, musicians have had to adjust, use their skills in multiple areas, and reinvent themselves.
You'd have to reinvent yourself pretty regularly, which is what I've done, actually. I've started as a session drummer and a session singer for jingles, and then I moved to playing live, and then I became a solo artist, and then I owned a recording studio, and then became a songwriter, professional songwriter, and so I've had to adapt and change to stay in the industry.
McNeil says that while he's sad that the sector appears to be contracting, the benefit is that those who remain or are starting out today are fair dinkum and doing it for what he says are the right reasons.
It has sort of weeded out the opportunism in music, and I think a lot of artists now, because it costs so much to do music emotionally, financially, physically, it really has brought a purist sensibility into music. So a lot of artists are going, well, you know, I'm just not going to make money out of this, but it's important and I've got an important thing to say, and the community I'm in says it's important, and so I'm going to do it. I'd hate to say this phrase, I don't think it summarizes everything perfectly, but, you know, doing it for the right reason.
Great thoughts. That's all we have time for this week. We'll return to discuss this further in coming weeks. I'm Cam with the TCM Update.